Well, the BBC is currently in the midst of a love affair with very old sex scandals. Last year, Hugh Grant starred in a retelling of the Jeremy Thorpe affair of the 1970s in A Very English Scandal, which was a great series. Now the BBC is taking a look at the Profumo affair of the 1960s, which is credited with triggering the demise of a Conservative government.
I'm an ordinary sort of person. A naive little girl with more power than I ever could have dreamed of. I've never longed for the spotlight. But somehow the spotlight found me, and I met John Profumo.
Don't you look ravishing?
It's essential you're entirely frank with me. The government won't survive another scandal.
I give you my word, there was no affair.
The trial of Christine Keeler coming to Foxtel on Sunday. Michael Bodie is our TV reviewer. Hello, Michael.
G'day, Fran.
Well, you've had a look at it?
Yes.
Actually, before we get to that, I think we should deal with the big news in television and film because we had the Oscars. Parasite was the surprise winner, though not for many. People have been raving about this movie for ages. I haven't seen it yet. What did you think about Parasite winning?
I was a little surprised, but I see it as a great reflective, an antidote to Green Book winning the year before, which I think Hollywood was a bit embarrassed about in many ways. So it did sort of go through the awards season, picking up stuff here and there, but because there was no clear front runner, because it could have been 1917, it could have been The Irishman, it could have been the third one that I've totally forgotten.
Joker.
No, it was never going to be Joker. It was never really going to be Jojo Rabbit. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
And so they all had different things counting against them. And I think Parasite might have been the one that didn't have anything counting against it.
It's a watershed, though, for the Oscars.
It is. It's massive. If you think of all the, some people were doing it on Twitter, all the great foreign language films that didn't even get nominated in years past. I mean, none of the French New Wave really got close in the 50s. And you look at things like The Bicycle Thieves in 1949. There's all sorts of foreign language films that could have even got a nomination for it. So it is a massive breakthrough and an interesting one because they're adapting it for TV.
Is that right?
Yeah, guess who? HBO's picked up the rights to adapt it for TV by the original director, Bong, and Adam McKay.
Made in South Korea?
No, it'll be in an English language adaptation.
Right.
So if you've seen the movie, it'll be interesting to see where they go from here. Because it does end abruptly for many characters. But, it's a fascinating one. So everyone was going, oh, how can you adapt it? But now that the writer-director is on, everyone's sort of looking forward to it.
Okay, let's get back to old sex scandals, yep. The Profumo affair.
Again,
exactly. What is it about this? I mean, just remind us of the significance of it at the time, but what is it about this story more than 50 years ago that makes it, you know, interesting to an audience now?
Well, I think there's two things. I think it fits the prurience and the sort of English society. They do like this. It fuels the tabloid newspapers, these sorts of scandals. And, you know, every second day they'll try and find another one. But this one was massive because, as you said, that many believe this brought down the Macmillan Conservative government in 63-64, leading to a Labor government, which is not an unmonumental thing in politics for the Guard to change so dramatically. It's an interesting one. The 1989 film Scandal did it really quite well. The interesting thing about this one is that it's basically from the female gaze. It's a female writer, female directors, and the lead characters, particularly Keeler, played by Sophie Cookson, are just really interesting. So instead of just being flibbertigibbets as they've sort of been perceived, this shows their background, their motives, and all the men, and there's lots and lots of men, portrayed as pretty evil, conniving, awful human beings. So I really like the view it has. I really like the performances. There's no really big stars, but this is sort of a career-making role for Sophie Cookson. She's just fabulous. Ben Miles plays Profumo. You might know him from Coupling. He's really sort of conniving in it and supercilious and quite really good. So it's a really juicy. It's 6 hours, though, so it really gets in. So it allows the characters to develop.
Okay.
I think it's good. Not quite as good as A Very English Scandal, but that was sort of...
That was terrific.
It was tighter and more sort of energetic. This is more a character drama.
You also like a new French drama called The Bureau.
Well, it's not new, but I bring this up because this...
Well, actually, I thought it was new because I actually only just found it this week, actually.
I know, and it goes to the point that there's too much TV. So my boss said rhetorically, oh, isn't The Bureau the best thing on TV? And I had to say, what? I didn't know about it. And I'm a fat sucker for French crime.
And there's a few series actually out there.
Yeah, so this is on SBS On Demand. Stars Matthew Kasowitz as a spy who's brought back in from the cold. And it's sort of an antidote to Homeland. So it's Homeland without the melodrama.
Oh, come on.
So it's got the Middle East stuff. I know that might
help. Carrie, it's not melodramatic, surely.
So it's like this sort of art house spy drama. And it's just, it is quite captivating. I love the French. They do great TV drama. It's well worth the look on the SBS On Demand.
All right. And quick look through the guide. What have you found?
Just quickly, Curb Your Enthusiasm's started its 10th season. It's sort of halfway through already. Fatally, I'm liking Larry David more and more as I get older. I don't know what that says about me. There's two Wu-Tang Clan series, a documentary and a drama on Stan this week.
Why are we having a Wu-Tang festival?
I don't know. I will investigate. And Celebrity Mastermind on SBS on Saturday. I only want to watch because they've cast Sam Simmons, the comedian, as one of the experts. And I love him. And I just can't imagine what he'll do on Mastermind. So
all
that's
right.
Saturday night on SBS.
Terrific. Michael, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.